That'll work.
Okay. So, what's the difference in Travis Wilson now and a year or two ago?
I just think he is much more centered. I think it happens when you get more mature. I just said this on SportsCenter earlier. I think he's the most resilient football player in America. All the offensive coordinator changes, and people just kind of blow that off. All this, get a guy in there to teach it, et cetera. But it's like your freshman year, you're learning Latin. Then your sophomore year, it's Mandarin. Then your junior year, it's Portuguese. And then your senior year, it's Spanish. And Spanish is supposed to be like Portuguese, but it's not. Terminology changes, the schemes change. How you read something, the routes are the exact same, but no, we read high to low. Well, my system, we read low to high. Okay, I'll have to get that down. And it's only, you know, you only get really a fall and a spring to kind of break, you know, cut your teeth in that. You don't get the continuity. I just think he's extremely resilient. Just his overall maturity, and I think because he's come through so much so early, it's given him a lot of resolve. You know, that intracranial artery that he had with the hit from Arizona State, that takes out most kids. And he was very lucky to, you know, to continue playing from that. So physical resolve, mental resolve. He's been in a dogfight every year here. It's not like he's ever just been flat out crowned, you're the man. So every time you see Travis Wilson on the field, he's earned it. You couple all those things, and at some point it just becomes the drive of what you are instead of you becoming the sum parts of all that. I love his path.
He had a good game against Oregon. Do you think he can repeat that? I mean, 60 points is outrageous, but I mean, can he be a very good quarterback week to week?
No question. And they're doing some really nice things. You know, I was watching on tape, and I'm going to do a breakdown at game day. Him and Coach Roddick have seemed to really hit on a nice stride together. He's doing some things that are advanced, you know, high level things where he is manipulating defenders as opposed to reading them. And that jumped off the screen. His first touchdown, if you go back and look against Oregon, there was a safety that was, you know, red zone. I think it's like a 10-yard line. There's two safeties. The one here off to his left in his view angle is reading him, and he looks hard to his left. Well, his receiver backdoors him. And I went back and watched that like two or three times. I said, he moved this guy. There was no reason for the safety to go flying that hard, except he's following the eyes of the quarterback. So he's dictating the terms now, and that's another big step. That's a huge step. That's what scouts start to look for. That's what NFL quarterback coaches look for. And that's what happens when you get in those dogfights. That's how you win games. What's the difference maker? You have a great play called, we have a great defense called. What's the difference? Because at best, it's going to be a batted down ball or an incomplete pass. It's just a stalemate. But he's able to now dictate terms. That is an advanced level of play. Absolutely. If he can do it against Oregon, it's already in him. It's in his DNA going forward. So this is going to be a juggernaut for, you know, the duration.
If Cal can't run the ball, is Goff so good that he could throw it the whole game down after down and beat the Utes?
Well, he's been doing that early on in his career. So Jared is accustomed to being a high volume passer. They're not going to go out and play a game where he's going to go 13 for 18, you know, and probably feel good for his arm to do that every once in a while, but that's just not who they are. He's accustomed to carrying 45, 50 throws per outing, and he gets to run. The run game kind of assists him. So if he doesn't have it, and I'm sure they've been in some battles before where they're not going to get much production on the ground, but they still are that effective in the air. So I don't really know if that's going to be a deterrent. Now, you ask their staff, of course, they want to be balanced. Of course, Jared wants to have some run threat that opens up your play action. It kind of relaxes those safeties back there because they got to come down and contribute. But I think this is one of those rare offenses and one of those rare kids who, yeah, he can succeed even when you know they're going to be throwing it all day. They can still have success.
Every school gets jacked up for game day to come to their campus. What have you noticed since you've been here? In Utah, they haven't been here about 7 years or so.
Yeah, no, even down to the valet guys, they were all fired up. They're all excited. You know, when you watch the kids and on campus, this is one of America's best kept secrets, I think. You know, obviously not to you guys. You know, it's well known here out west, and I live in California. But, you know, I always think of the kids who are at home watching in their living rooms in Miami or in Atlanta or New York City or your Chapel Hill, and they get a chance to peek, and game day brings you inside this campus. and they get to see the historic layout of it and everything. I'm excited for them. I'm excited for Salt Lake, and I can't wait for the, you know, the onslaught of kids and fans to come out and support this thing tomorrow.
Dawson's like he's got a lot of NFL potential, but what are you seeing from Travis that could potentially get him there, or what does he have to do the rest of the year to make that leap?
Travis is definitely in the mix there too, in terms of the NFL. I just think a lot of the pundits take off. You see a rising kid in class and they want to tab that kid. It doesn't mean he's the only one. Travis, you know, to this gentleman's question earlier, a lot of the stuff you're seeing from him is neck up. It's a lot of that advanced play. So when you watch a guy like Phillip Rivers or you watch a guy like Drew Brees, they're not moving the ball up and down the field just because of their arm power and their accuracy. They're doing a lot of things that, you know, the average fan misses, or if you're watching in a bar with a whole bunch of friends, you're not going to see or hear it. But, you know, he's dictating terms. He's throwing with a lot of anticipation. There's quite a few times. I always like to watch the film on quarterbacks from behind them, so you can kind of see where their head goes and where the timing goes, as opposed to watching from the TV angle. And Travis is throwing an awful lot of passes this year where he puts his foot in the ground, ball is launching, and there's no evidence of a receiver in sight. Ball is gone, still no evidence. Halfway through the flight, in comes a Ute receiver, picks it up and keeps on going. You need that. And that's an NFL caliber trait. And so he's going to be just fine. You know, big frame. You know, he's physical. You know how tough he is. You know, you can't underestimate how much teams want a tough quarterback. And toughness doesn't mean flexing or running a man over. It means you just got hit by a bus. You found your way out to your feet, and you're right back in the huddle, and you're right back pressing, you know, you're pressing the action again. So he certainly has that. So I think he has everything you want. And a quarterback at both levels, to be honest.
How do you feel like Travis compares to other quarterbacks in the Pac-12?
Great question. He's certainly been through more turmoil. He certainly had a tougher climb to get here. I think that's boded well. Just like I said, from all the change, if not just coordinators and systems and dogfights, but health-wise, he's never been comfortable here, I guess you could say. You know, there's quite a few quarterbacks. You could look around just in the Pac-12. Same quarterback coach, same coordinator, same head coach. He's got 35 starts under his belt, and everything's just been, you know, the ship's just been at altitude level for however long. Travis, you know, has shown a lot of grit, and I think that gives him an advantage over a lot of these kids, because Utah's going to be in some dogfights in the back half of the year. They still have some heavyweight matches to go. But I think, you know, it's a unique compilation of situations of how he got here. I think that's going to bode well for him. He's already been in, you know, more dogfights than you can kind of dream up. So
two more questions, guys. Two more for him.
Who do you think will win, having watched all this film, Utah or Cal?
Oh, great question. They just asked me to nerd out on the quarterbacks, and I just try to do that the best I can. I just say this. You're talking about one of the highest teams in America playing probably the quarterback in America that's operating at the highest level. And that's Utah. And then you have to look at Jared Goff, and I hate to put it a man versus a team, but he's operating at a level that's, you know, of all the top kids out there in the country. What he's doing in the pocket, what he's doing under pressure, deep ball, underneath work, his accuracy, his toughness. He's really clicking on all cylinders. But this running game that you guys have here, the way the defense is playing, and then to play in this Hornets nest right here, you know, at night, I think that's going to be a tough call. It'd be hard to see Utah not winning this, but I think it's going to go down to the wire, though.
Last question,
stay
for the games,
when,
or you fly back out of here?
Oh, no, I always, you'll see me down there trying to catch up with Coach Corso. Every time the ball passes the 50, he changes end zones, and he might get 40 sprints in the game. But, I am excited. This is it's a unique quarterback matchup. You know, they both got here from two different routes, and they're different vehicles. And one's, you know, artistic and beautiful to watch, and you know, you can kind of nerd out over that. And the other one, you can understand you know, all the trials and tribulations he's come through, and he's a world beater now. So I think this is a really unique head-to-head tomorrow.
Perfect, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. I didn't want to leave.